You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most innovative, technological machine you'll ever find, and it's so easy to use. You know, we have three of them. We love them. They're always giving to the community, but they're always innovating on their own products too. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off for Coach Collins. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. We always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft. Well, are you working on yours? And that's one of the ways I've worked on my craft. It's something, from someone that's coached a nationally ranked team, that has won numerous state titles, that has done those things. This is what, I spent several years putting this together of things that I could share with the world to make coaches better. And the roadmap will take care of it, and we'll walk you through everything you need. So go over and check it out. And just in closing, if you like this podcast, go over and check out High School Hoops. Go over and check out the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Go over and check out Funnel Down Defense Podcast. All of them are great. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. All right. Have a great day.
So you're in man, and you run a kind of a read and react there. You were in a 2-2-1.
Right there. We were in a 2-2-1. Absolutely.
Okay. And what is your biggest concern offensively and defense?
My biggest concern is that we didn't have a real, honestly, they're okay. See, screen on the ball. That was our
screen offense, on the basically. Ball and one pass and a shot.
That guy, he's very confident with the shot. He was our all-league, one of our only all-league players.
Like that's a good shot. The first one was not a good shot.
Let's go back to that.
Yeah, so hold on, I'll rewind.
You can help me instruct my player on this guy is from the three, he's, I think, approaching 40% from the three.
No, I mean, so this is a good shot later in the possession. Here's the issue with this shot. Okay, so I'm going to pause it. So it's actually a really good screen, and he's probably got enough space to get that shot off. The problem is no one's ready to – if he misses it, you're done. You're lucky because it's a long bounce in this time, but you get it back. Most of the time, it's you're 6 seconds into the shot clock is my issue with this shot. If you're 12 seconds into the shot clock, I think this is a much better shot because you're kind of in the flow and stuff. This is actually even a better shot in transition because everyone's kind of running down the court and ready to play. And 40% is great. Now, they went to the ball well. They went to the ball rebound hard. Now, this is a good shot because they made the extra pass, right? So what I noticed when I was watching your team is there wasn't the ball movement was stagnant. It was like, you know what I mean? There wasn't enough ball movement. It was too much of what we saw at the beginning with one dribble and a pop. That is, I'd rather have you maybe even think about a little bit of more of a dribble drive. They stop you. That doesn't mean you shoot. Now you kick. Like that, that happened in that possession. Okay. So what do you, you're in your 2-2-1 right here. Yeah. So what are you trying to get out of your 2-2-1?
Turnovers.
Turnovers. Okay. You're trying to pace a play and turnovers. Okay.
Yeah. Increase the pace of play and turnover.
So that's good. He took a charge. We like that.
The guy that took a charge just signed with Nevada D1 football.
Football. Yeah. So here's the, so if you're trying to get steals, that's fine. I'm not sure I would trap right there on the, I mean, you were vulnerable. That trap needs to be a little bit better. And then that's too far. So what you got to do is kind of treat them that we're going to press and we'll let them have any mid range, anything inside the three, but not in the paint is a good, that's fine.
Say that one more time.
Yep. So when you do that press, you want to try to get turnovers. You're trying to get them to take quick shots, which they did, and make bad decisions, which they did. Ideally, you don't want them to have an open three. And ideally, you do not want them to get a shot in the paint area, right? So anywhere, and sometimes I'll say, you know, from the volleyball line in, so this paint area in here, but sometimes I'll say the entire paint area. So what I want them to do is take mid-range shots. I want them to take shots in here, up here, and over here. Great. You can take a two-pointer that's not an easy two-pointer. I'm okay with that because it's going to be fast and rushed. So that's what I want when I'm doing it. And I'll send you, I'll send you this tape to you. Send me an email when we're done. I'll just send this to you. You can watch it later.
You're recording this.
I am. Yeah.
So beautiful. I've been taking notes.
Don't write it down. Just listen. The teacher in me is taking over and I'm telling you to listen and then you can watch it later and take notes if you want.
Okay.
So let's go back to this again. This guy, obviously the guy that is coming off this ball screen is a threat, which is good because they're jumping him, which is, that's what you have to teach. It's like you have to use this as a kind of a weapon. So watch this. This ball screen comes. They're worried about him, which is good. That got that person an open shot. Okay. I have no problem with an open three. That's an open three. That's a good shot. So on your 2-2, on your 2-2-1, what your weak side guys aren't moving to the, your weak side guys aren't moving enough to protect the middle. So hold on, let me show you. So when the ball is on the closest to us in here, in this area. Okay, so let's see if I can do this. I might be able to draw on this. Hold on. Okay, so what when you run a 2-2-1, because I've run this in the past, you want, where's my drawing thing? I'm gonna use the big one. You want these guys going this way, right? Because you want to trap ideally on the side. You don't want him coming across like this and trapping. You want to trap like in this area over here. So these two should kind of be like almost on a string with each other, right? So if this ball gets passed over here, this guy would cut to the middle. But the ball's on this side, so this guy's cutting to the middle. So it's kind of like they're doing this. And what we do is as soon as the ball gets to the middle, we're done, right? We're finished. We're in retreat mode. We're protecting the paint, which is our like playing capture the flag. Sometimes we do that early in the season. I teach them how to play capture the flag. So that when I reference it later, it's like the flag is in the paint area. We don't want to give anything up in that paint area. But it's like a dance. It's almost, you know, it's like a slow dance. And they should be doing this with each other, taking the middle away. These back two guys, which you can't see on the film right now, there's one here and there's probably one over here. They should be doing the same dance, kind of back and forth, protecting that middle area.
So let me close this. I don't know if I might have to erase that. Hold on. I haven't done annotations in a while. So let me erase these so we can see when we move on. Okay. All right. So let's hit play again. Let's see how those guys do now. See how he's not. That's too easy of a, that's too easy for this guy to see the trap coming. Right. And you're only, you know, a couple seconds into the shot clock. So this, you want this guy right here. I don't like blue. I'm going to use, let's use red. You want this guy here, like he should be taking this guy away. See how this, because my guess is that's where the ball's going. I don't remember. But he should be taking this guy. I don't care if you pass it back here a little bit, because my ideal traps are going to be on the sideline over here and over there. So I want this guy to come, and it's hard. And we never want a trap going at them. You want a trap coming from the sides, and this is just too easy for good players to kind of see it coming, and then they'll just – I mean – if this guy trapping here and here, all I got to do is lob it there. Now, once in a while, you'll get a steal, but your ROI is not good on that. Your rate of investment, it's not, your return on that is not good. So it's not worth it. It's not worth the energy you're having to do, because you're not going to get as many turnovers as you would doing something else. So watch what happens here. Boom. And as soon as that ball got to the middle, we're done. We're in retreat mode at that point. All right. So now are you in man again? What are you in at this point? It looks like you're trapping still.
I think we went into a 2-3 trap at the wings. It looked like.
It sure did. Yeah. See how they're all standing. So I'm going to rewind this. So if I was grading this, I might have gone too far. I did. We'll just let it run through. So if I was grading that last offensive possession, I would have given it like a C- to the point where we stopped it. Yeah, see, that's the one where he had to come to the middle a little bit more. Let me just move this just a little bit. There we go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, yeah. So what I'm seeing again is like nothing there. There's nothing there. I personally would, you know, you've got a lot of pieces. Here's my observation: is you got a lot of pieces, but the pieces are not working well together. That's that middle I was just talking about.
Yes.
Yes, and now they're going to trap, and then we'll go to the possession. You should never have three guys on the ball trapping ever. It just leaves too many opens, too many openings. All right, so here's what I'm talking about. Dribble, up, don't have it, stop, take an average floater, okay, turnover, okay, you got the ball, rebound, kick back out, standing, like everyone's kind of watching. Like, if you go back, watch all the players on this. They're all standing, right? Standing. So that is the issue with your offense, is one guy is doing something and the other four are watching that. It's like playing with Michael Jordan or LeBron. They're all kind of just watching whoever has the ball.
you're too easy to defend in that respect. So they should always be doing something. So, you know, whether you're running dribble drive, you're running motion, you're in Princeton, you're running whatever you're running, they should never be stationary. You can rest on defense more than you can rest on offense is what I tell my guys. But they should always be doing something. They shouldn't be standing. Why aren't you cutting to the basket? Why aren't you screening away? Why aren't you screening the ball? Do something. And if you, in that last little clip, you could see they were all like not doing anything at that point. They were just standing. All right. So transition back. So this would literally almost get me to call a timeout. Not quite. Okay. So they got the rebound.
Did I call a timeout?
I don't know if you did. So they're all, they don't, first of all, I tell them the most important thing on the court is the ball and you should never lose track of the ball. Okay. There, when this guy starts dribbling, there is probably, I don't know what the other guy off the court is. There are literally four guys here in frame that don't even know where the ball is. Running back doesn't know, maybe knows because peripheral, no idea, kind definitely doesn't know. Okay. So as he comes back down, now, like I said, 23 kind of knew. They didn't even know where the ball was. So one of your key teaching points has to be get back. And what I say is get back. You have to get back, and we don't let them shoot in that area right there at all. So when they're retreating, that's where you retreat to. Everyone, it's like everyone gets to the paint, and then we can go out. I would rather have them shooting because I can run out at a three-point shooter and lower their percentage, but I can't give you wide-open layups, right? And obviously, you're going to cheat toward specific shooters, and maybe you got to cheat out on them. But for the most part, it's and this is a teaching point. It's got to be a full sprint back. That was those. That was a little bit of a jog, in my opinion. And again, I'm not pointing out the good stuff, Coach. I'm just pointing out the bad stuff.
Oh no, I love this. Are you kidding? I'm loving it. Okay. Here's the question I have. Yes. Oh no, I am thoroughly loving this.
Okay. I'm just saying, I'm not, again, my teaching mode is, I would be giving more, if I was doing film with my team, I would not be doing this with my team. I'd be giving more like, hey, John, that was a great cut or blah, blah, blah. I'm just giving you all the teaching points that I think can help your, these guys when they get older. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, no, please. I need some help with this. Two questions off of what you just said. Number one, I've done the method where I've done film session has been more like what you just did to me. And the room gets really quiet and I feel like they get bummed. So for me, I love this. Like for me, I'm trying to learn, but it seems like they as kids have a hard time hearing.
Yep. So there's a couple ways I've dealt with film sessions in respect to that. First of all, do you have assistants that come to the film sessions?
Yes. Okay. They're all there.
Yep. So I would give them some say, hey, I'm going to do the critical. You're going to do all the positive stuff. It's like good cop, bad cop thing. Or you switch it and have them do the negatives. You do the positives. That way there's a balance. It should actually be almost 3-1 positives to negatives. That's why I stopped the film because I felt like I was getting myself. I would never do this. Because they'll shut down is the issue. Is they'll just like, coach, you know, what are you talking about? I'm not gonna listen to you. So you gotta give the positive so that they focus on the negatives. That's the first thing. Second thing is it's better to have short film, small film sessions. Now, this is a time issue. I have found, and this is going back to what we were talking about before we started recording, is we were talking about schools and stuff, and you know, you think about what we're doing in April with Zoom calls and all that kind of stuff. I found in those Zoom calls, kids don't like to talk there even more than class because they're scared that someone's going to tape them. They're scared that blah blah blah. There's a bigger fear there, so they're not going to. You're not going to be able to have an interaction with them in a big group setting. So what I'll do sometimes is I'll pull in my point guard and my shooting guard. I'll pull in my two bigs. I'll say, hey, 10 minutes at lunch today, let's watch some film. And that way I can actually have interactions with them And if I have to in the like go put my arm around him, I go, we got this. Trust me, we got this. But that's a whole, and I'll make fun of it and they'll laugh and we'll have, and I'll say, what was wrong with that? Or, you know, what would you do different there? Or, you know, I would do leading questions. It's so much better. Now, again, if you got I have a team of like 15, it's hard to break that up. I'm not doing a lot of film sessions with my 15th player, which I could. Because it'd probably be more practice based than it would be game based, but those are gold. I'm telling you, film session wise, like if you took that one guy that's coming off those ball screens,
yeah, that's him, the guy with the ball.
You give me 15 minutes with him, oh my god, it would be like, okay, here's what you got to do. Hey, this should be actually a step back. Why didn't you attack the rim there when they stop you? You should kick, you know, and then you start feeding the. Well, God, what's the school record for assists, man? If you did that three or four times, boom, 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 to Sam out in the corner, he'd hit three threes. Man, we're up 9. And then you start feeding, because they're teenage boys. They have egos. So they start feeding the, man, you could be all conference. We start winning, da-da-da-da-da. You feed all that. And then, oh, man. So then when he gets into the game, it's like, trust me, it all takes over. So that's where I think those individual film sessions, I think the big ones can be good cop, bad cop. I keep them really short because we live in a Snapchat.
What do you mean by short?
I could sit in a film session for 3 hours, me personally. I try to keep them at 15 minutes or less. 15 minutes or less means I've already spent an hour and a half. And the reason I've spent the hour and a half is I know what I want. I've either got it off a huddle broken down, and I go, and I have Nate Olson, who's my assistant, go, all right, I want possession 22, and he'll pull it up. I want possession 23. But if you don't have that, then what I do is I take a notebook and I'll write down, okay, 12-12. I want to show this. So I've got it like boom, 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 boom. So I'm not wasting their time. We're not watching. I'm not rewinding. I'm just like, and sometimes we'll watch a possession 2 or 3 times, but I know what I, you know, here are the 15 possessions that I'm going to spend 15 minutes on. We'll get more out of that than me just sitting, hitting play, rewinding and doing what we were doing. What we're doing is good for, hopefully for you, but for them, they'll tune out. They their attention span's not long. That's why I'm against block scheduling at the high school level, because their attention spans haven't gotten longer. They've gotten shorter. They've gotten more pinpoint. I think they can focus probably better than I can for short periods, but it's not longer. So I try to make it, you know. So what I'll do here, I'll tell you what I do, coach. It's like, so practice will get over at 5:30. We'll go to a film from 5:30 to 5:45. And then I'll grab guys after that and say, hey, you know, or I'll let them know the day before. It's like, you're going to stay for 15 minutes after film. And then I'll do my short group. So it goes team 15, short 15, and then they're out. And they can stay focused. Those guys can tend to stay focused because it's about them. Like, you're helping them. You're helping their game. They like that. So that's not, you can do those sessions longer. It's the big group one, because all they're doing, the 5 guys in the court are watching themselves, and the guys that aren't playing aren't really paying attention. They kind of are, but they really aren't. At least been my observation. I don't know if it's true. But.
No, I agree. Now, let me ask you, do you do it individual, or do you really?
Well, that's the, you got to read the kid. You have to really read the kid. Like, I've had guards, like I could bring in my 2 shooters from last year together, and they were good enough. I could do it. And I never do a group bigger than 3. And I like groups of 1. I'm your point guard. I would just do him and you.
Oh yeah. Cause this guy with the guy with the ball in the sessions, he's got a big, he thinks highly of himself.
I mean, he's a player. Like, he needs some refinement is the problem. I mean, I'll take him. He can come play for me. I'll take him. But he's going to need some refinement. Like if, and that's your selling point is, do you, I mean, he obviously wants to play in college. He probably thinks he wants to play in the NBA. Great. Okay. I can help you reach some of your dreams, but you got to do these things, man. You got to like this, like you ain't going to be the player you want to be. And what year is he going to be?
He's going to be a junior.
Going to be a junior. How tall is he?
He's probably 5'11 right now. He was 5'11.
He needs to put some weight on him himself. He needs to get in the weight room. So that's just reality, but he needs to get in the weight room. But
that's good. No, I want you to continue. I want all the criticism now.
I'll do this for you. If you want at some point to get him, you and me on a call, I can be the truth teller if you want, cause I don't care. But I'll tell him I've coached NBA guys. I know what a player can do. And he's got some, you're talking about number two, right?
Oh, number two is a freshman. Number two is a freshman.
Two can play. He's
really going to be good.
His
dad's like 6'3". So this boy can play. But 23
So I thought you were talking about two.
23 at the top.
23 is going to be junior. I think both of them are really good. I think two has huge upside.
I think I couldn't agree with you more. He can play. He'll play in college if he does everything right.
Oh yeah. So I would get on the, 23, I could do it with 23 too, but I would love to get in the call with two. Cause I think two could be the one that stirs your drink going forward. I think two's. Yeah. If he's only a freshman, going to be a sophomore. He's a freshman.
Oh yeah. He is probably over 6 feet now. I haven't seen him in a few months, obviously, but he's easily over 6 feet now. His dad's 6'3".
Oh, I bet that. Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.